Dear God, thank you for the invitation to come home, to myself, to my faith, to my purpose, to what truly matters to you. Thank you for the invitation to come home to seeing again, anew, how ridiculously sacred the whole of it is. Your watermarks are everywhere. Every square inch is hallowed. Thank you for the invitation to come home to the daily sacraments that make my life holy. Chopping vegetables, baking bread, gathering around the table, a walk through a forest of pines, planting parsley, mint, and thyme at the back door, listening to my 7-year-old read Dr. Seuss, holding my husband's hand, talking to my mom on the phone, checking up on my neighbor, dancing in the kitchen, hearing your voice in the scriptures, whispering a prayer, many. Dear God, thank you for the invitation to come home to forgiveness. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. I've long since lost tally of mine. And yet every time I fall short in love, you offer me another chance to do better. No mistake, flaw, sin has the last word on me. Transformation is your end game. Dear God, thank you for the invitation to come home to prayer, an opportunity to speak to you directly, the one who knew and loved me first and forever, truth-telling without any judgment, whispers, wails, salty tears, petitions, desperate SOS dispatches, thank yous, silence. Every gesture tucks me closer under your wing, safeguarding me for another day. Thank you for the invitation to come home to hope, unyielding. No matter how broken or bleak, how deep and dark the hole, heavy the cross, long the winter, resurrection is your signature. The joy will return in the morning. My soul will prevail. You made her invincible. Dear God, thank you for the invitation to come home to love, my saving grace. It brings forth the best in me, ensures my life has gravitas. Truly loved, I can do, survive anything. My life's work, to learn how to love as you love. Then and only then, Easter is my present and my future. I'm most grateful. Amen.